This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, it's Monday. Yay!
Oh.
Oh. Hello.
Where am I?
Oh, I don't. I was just wondering that.
Where do you know?
Where are you,
my lovely
Vincent? Where are you? Oh, there you are.
There I am.
Oh, don't you look cozy?
Cozy. A little chilly in the house.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What
to
a
you.
Weekend! Wow.
Oh, I yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a big one?
No, just a great one.
Oh.
I did, in case you're wondering, because we talked about this last week, I did win the weekend. I took a shower on Friday. We had some stuff to do.
Oh.
And then I got in my PJs and I forced myself to take a shower last night. I was like, you know, it's time.
Yeah, it's time. I'm smelling.
So I won. I won the whole weekend. It was fantastic.
I don't get it, but okay. Well, that's on my weekend, there was a moment on Friday. You know, there's some rain coming, and all right, it's going to be one of those weekends, whatever. Yeah. And at some point, the missus goes, oh, we have two kids spending the night.
Oh.
What the? Like,
what, on Friday night?
Yeah, I don't know what the right etiquette is for this. I don't know what the move is, but I it felt wrong. I don't know.
Oh.
I just went, ah.
And why
have you ever had kids spend the night?
Oh my God, Vinny. It's like, finally, I don't have kids spending the night anymore.
It's
kids
noisy.
Yeah.
Oh, they sing, they party until there's no drugs or alcohol, but they were going off like ridiculous.
I can't believe, well, I guess I can believe it. The pandemic happened. Yeah, I feel like Isla is in prime every weekend's a slumber party time period.
Well, it happened. Well, it's been
what fun.
It's happened before, but that's how I knew. I was like, well, I guess I can't run for it.
Does she exclude her little sister? So now her sister mopes around the house. And
so that's why we had to have another. One kid stayed with one kid and the other kid stayed with the other kid. That's why there were two kids.
Oh,
that's exactly right. They don't. No, you can't. Come on. We want to be alone.
We're the big girls. You guys are the dumb little girls. Oh, it's so sad. The other sibling.
Sucks.
It does.
Totally
because
sucks.
You just wish that they would be best friends and then all your problems would be solved. They'd always have someone to play with. No one would bother you.
The thing is that I wasn't great about that as a kid. I never picked on Keith at all, ever. But I also didn't want him around. Yeah, that was it. There was no like, especially because my dad would go, you're in charge. If anything goes down, and I'd be like, well, then I don't want him around. I'm not his dad. You're his dad. You take him places. I was saying that at 12.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm trying to steal beers off the back of trucks, Dad.
Whatever.
Get with the program.
I don't want to be in charge of that guy. Get out of here.
No,
when he
nobody.
Gets all
yes.
Into crap. I don't want to be like, you, I gotta, like.
Nobody.
It's a great little brother.
Has ever wanted to be in charge of their younger siblings. Like, there's so, and there's always.
That's not necessarily true.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because my brother was the same as Vinny's scenario, but he was like, what? I'm in charge? Oh, you got this. I'll be in charge.
Shake
all
off,
right.
Dad, and I'm going to bully them.
He was in charge. He was king.
Oh,
thanks.
So, awful.
And he embraced that. I was a slave.
Oh,
it was bad.
God.
It was really,
yeah,
really bad.
Yeah, you have some tough stories about you.
I have some really, really bad stories.
Dirty dong.
Yeah. Like skateboard for me when a kid, wasn't that great. It was to the face. It wasn't to my feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
were
a kind of.
Were you guys both into martial arts and fighting all the time too?
We were into Bruce Lee, and that was just, we were watching movies.
Oh, so we're like swinging
and
wild
so,
kicks.
You know, he's a 5 or 6 year advantage on me, and he just kicked my ass all day. It wasn't even a fight. It was just like me standing there being
just a
his,
little boy being abused
dummy.
By his older brother.
Yeah,
it's like, that sounds perfect.
Has he ever said, you know, hey, really sorry about the way I behave?
He does, yeah.
Oh, he does?
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
he has, yes. Yeah. And it's because for the longest time I held a grudge, you know.
Well, as you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy tortured you.
Well, I was waiting for the moment where I can like, you know, find a reason to beat him up.
Right.
Now we're all old.
Well, no, it's not because you're old. It's because he knows you would kick his ass. It happens. Listen, as a former, you know, ruler of the roost at my house, too. Well, I can't say no physical altercations happened, but certainly not at that level. And I have been profusely apologetic. Like, I'm sorry. I was a terrible, terrible older sister.
Yeah, it's just funny the opposite position where Vinny's like, I don't want to be in charge of my younger brother. Yeah. Where the other person's like, what? I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm going to make that kid do all the bad stuff.
But that's the thing is I see that as, you know, I get it when Isla's like, I don't want to. I get it. But you still have to be cool.
You still have to be nice.
Yeah, you still have. She's still your sister. You still live with her. You still have to be cool.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's where I come in. All right, let's go hang out. And I do stuff with her. And then often, especially if, like, Isla's doing something and then sees, you know, Edie and I coloring, Isla will be all, hey, can I color with you guys? Oh, you rotten little.
How dare you?
You couldn't have just done that. Without me, you had to get me to drop my things and go to... Anyway, overnight, partied all night Friday night.
Nice.
The missus didn't sleep. I actually slept that night. I slept pretty good. Weekends, I sleep. It's weeknights, but I don't sleep. But the alarm
weekends
nights.
Until Sunday. For some reason, Sunday, absolutely no sleep is going to happen. I don't even try anymore. I just stay up late.
I'm like, none. You're right.
Right.
Yep. But I did also, I plowed through three, probably too many episodes of that Murders She Wrote or whatever.
So you're in
I'm
the
watching.
Second season now.
Yes.
And you, but you haven't finished that yet.
No.
But you must be getting close. How bad is that acting?
You know what? It's so funny that I realize now, because you were saying you love this show and you thought I'd love it and I just wouldn't watch it. And I realize now that it's because I love those guys and was afraid it was going to suck.
Yeah, but you... But
and it doesn't. Mm-mm. It doesn't, and it's good.
I'm telling you, season 3 is everything. Like, as much
as I don't know
as
how it could be better, I really don't.
Well, just you wait, my friend.
Okay.
I really felt like I loved the show, and I just went, I could not believe the level they took it to. And it's just, it's...
What's funny, I did... Because Christina plows through a lot of TV. She just does. She keeps it on the iPad when she cooks, and she stays up way later than I do most nights. And she said, I started it and didn't even finish the first episode. And I was like, well, I'm really liking it. And now she's just, I watched an episode with her from the first season, and we both just laughed out loud, rolling laughing at Martin Short is an idiot. In the best, it is, I mean that as the best possible, he is so
perfect.
Stupid and funny and perfect and all the stuff, everything.
He has just created, you know, it's like all his characters. He used to be on SNL and you just, every, you know, always some incredible character. He is fully this character. He fully embraces it. It is so amazing. It's just so funny. And I mean, not to diminish what Steve Martin's doing, because he's also really, he's sort of like a washed up, he's like a, he played a detective for years on TV, so everyone knows him as that. And he, it's, it, that's sort of a recurring funny thing. And
you know what I don't notice enough, and I've heard it from people who say, like, especially the one I most heard it from or about was Jen Aniston. Oh, her face. You can't even look at her anymore. And I'm like, she looks great. What are you talking about? Like, I haven't seen any. I can't tell the surgery.
I feel like she's definitely had a lot done.
Steve Martin has had so much done to himself. Oh, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at it and I'm all, oh, he's got to be at least 10 years older than me. And he doesn't have a wrinkle in his forehead. Not right. One. Oh.
He's just got that suspiciously smoothed out.
I didn't even think about it. And then she mentioned it and I went, oh, right. Mm. Okay. Well, Steve Martin's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, but also he's fine. I get past that with him because it's not so bad. There's dudes like Kenny Rogers who got terrible facelifts and just was an unrecognizable version of himself by the end. But Steve, at least you're like, yes, that's Steve Martin.
Well, I think, didn't Kenny Rogers, wasn't he like squinting?
Well, it was pulled so tight
that he couldn't really get
his eyes open. Yeah. Right. And there's a cross-eyed thing that starts to happen when people get the really, I think of them as being kind of old-fashioned, like the full, we're basically taking out an inch of the back of your head and closing it back, you know, that full pull, the Joan Rivers thing, where your eye openings have been pulled so far to the side that your pupils appear to be crossed. You know what I mean? Like your eye is just seems to be moved toward the inside of the...
I think they used to... Oh, there he is.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Bryn's showing us the picture.
Who's that guy?
He's got no eyes. They're shut.
And no wrinkles. Kenny Rogers.
Anyway,
go on.
I think they used to pull it back up the neck and into the butt behind the hairline. Almost behind your ears.
Yes, I believe so, right? Like, some people have big scars behind their ears, and they would wear their hair kind of forward.
But I don't know about that stuff.
I don't either. They're doing some good work these days. I don't know. I feel like age, but just let it happen to you. But then again, I'm super vain about other things, too. So, whatever. We've all got our thing. Do what makes you happy.
Our biggest cross to bear, though, is a Zoom. So we don't have to deal with the things they deal with on big screens. And
no, it's true, right? Committing your image to screen for all time. You know, there you are burned on film and people are taking a look at that.
And you're frightened of your own face. What happened to me?
You guys see those cameras in studio? They have something in store for you guys.
What? Uh-oh.
Let's get that looking glass back.
Well, people want the looking glass back.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
We're not thrilled about it, but it's still not
a television show, though.
That's
and
true.
We do have a function. It's the speakers, what comes through the radio. Right. Like,
right. I care more about how I sound than how I look.
That's our thing.
Right. Although, anyway. Of course, I mean, humans, we care. People are looking right at us. So you're like, too bad about that, you know, giant cold sore I've got. That sucks. Oh, or whatever you've got going on. Maybe just the jacked up work you had done to your face.
Well, I'm glad you told me we have cameras coming. I'm going to get jacked up work done to my face.
Oh, yeah. Let's both get all jacked up. We should have someone come in and just Botox the F out of our faces. Let's have a Botox party at the studio and just all
get
Botox.
Get a sponsorship from Botox.
Yeah. Get Lindsay. Lindsay, we all need Botox bad. That's why I grew out bangs. I'm like, I'm so sick of looking at my forehead. I'm like, I can't have that anymore. It's just too, it's like acres of. Yeah, it's like, you ever see those shots of the desert, like just the parched desert with all the crisscrossing segments of split mud, and you're just...
What are you talking about?
Talking about my forehead, Louis.
Yeah, the smoothest forehead we know of. What are you talking about?
That's because you haven't seen it in a while. It's covered with bangs.
What?
I'll show it to you tomorrow. Come and take a look at that thing.
I've seen you with your hair tied up, Sarah. Mm. Sarah.
All right, whatever. I was fishing for compliments. Thanks for giving them to me.
You got it.
Oh, you were?
No.
Well, you look gorgeous today.
Oh, thank you so much. You look warm and cozy and someone I would love to hug.
I love the way that background kind of makes you half disappear in and out. Like
yes.
You're almost like a ghost. You're kind of.
I there, feel like we've all really. we're all ethereal in our Zoom squares.
I hate these backgrounds. They're the worst.
Well, I suppose we could take them off. We do this because we want it to be.
I know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember what our reasoning was again. Just so that we'd all have Alice behind us. Is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. We stay with the brand.
That makes sense.
That's
sure.
All.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
it's
whatever.
Branding, guys.
Yeah. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's also Monday, so it's not fine. But, well, you know, yeah, we'll make it through. The
anyway,
nice thing is,
I survived the night over. That's
yes.
Done. Once they were, and then another kid came over later that day. So we're in that zone. And it's funny that Christina goes, oh, and then we've got this kid coming. And I go, what? And she goes, don't you want a lot of kids over? Don't you want to be that house?
I wanted to be that house.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I loved being that house.
But I mean, I was thinking, I don't know, it feels like trouble. Got parents and, you know, all the, how they get all worried about their kids. Like, will there be parents looking in the windows to keep an eye on their kids, you know?
There might be, Vin, but also it's such a nice night when one of your kids does go away. Like, it's just...
Oh, the reciprocity. Okay.
Yeah, so it's... And you get families that you trust, and you know the parents, and you have to... If they don't know them, you have to talk to them on the phone and pick their brains a little, you know, ask if they have guns in the house, whatever it is.
Do you have guns?
You did that?
I did, sure. I
you
would
did
ask
that.
That's
I
crazy.
Did it on more than one occasion.
Do you
have guns in your home? And because there were people I didn't know. And if my kid and their kid, their friends, and I'm like getting to know them, I'd sit and chat on the phone with them, and then I would like surprise, because you can tell by someone's reaction. So you have to surprise them with the question. I asked it a few times.
Oh.
I want to know. You know what I don't want my kid doing? Playing with your gun.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wow.
I guess... I felt it was an assumption that you don't let, when I'm letting my kid play at somebody's house, they're not playing with their parents' guns.
Well, yeah, you could yeah. You could. Just
maybe I shouldn't
that.
Assume that. You're right.
I don't know. I mean, people are idiots.
Wow.
Like, I don't know that this person's not an idiot.
Huh?
But again, they could lie right to my, like I say, do you have guns? They say no. Okay.
That's, you know, I'm, no, you know what? I'm just surprised. I didn't know that you would even, anyone asks that. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, and I'm not even, look, you can have a gun at your house, but I want you to tell me how locked up it is and how, or whatever. I don't know. Like, I just want some reassurance. I just, that was, to me, that was always the scariest thing because, and not that it isn't still happening, but because it is. But school shootings and random acts of violence, I mean, I felt bombarded by that. I was really scared as a parent a lot of times, and I had a lot of anxiety
every
about...
Every parent has to be, right?
Just like, every news story would be... If I just stopped wanting to listen to the news, because every time I'd hear a story about any child, all I could picture was it happening to my child. Mm-hmm. I had actually went to therapy for it, because I was like, I'm killing myself with these extended day nightmares that I'm having about, you know, I would go down rabbit holes with that stuff.
Oh.
So me, it was not actually that big
I bet
of a
that's
stretch.
Part of the reason why you wanted the party at your house. You know, you
I did like to have the party at my house, right?
Because
I knew they weren't
going to
get into anything. And
you're
I'm
going to
bet that
the
liquor cabinet was locked. But, you know,
that's probably part of Christina's deal, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to have. Plus,
have it at our house.
It's nice to be the house where all the kids, because then you always know where your kids are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, and then you're always up all night with them. It's super fun. Like, I mean, hey, the kids are partying. You might as well be awake and listening.
Why not? It was.
Christina goes.
It was fun.
I didn't sleep at all. Those kids were up dancing till whatever hour, and then they were up. They slept maybe an hour, and I was like, that sounds terrible.
They're gonna be so. I suppose they probably slept pretty good on Saturday night.
Actually, last night was the big night. Last night.
When everyone crashed.
Everyone hit crash. Well, yes. They crashed hard Saturday, but it's busy weekends at my house for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. These are stuff. Good times. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak everyone out with the gun thing. I just, you know.
No, I mean, it's part
really,
of having kids.
Used to really scare me. Who are you?
The worrying
what are you about?
Is real.
All right. KLLC. Happy Monday, everyone.
Yeah.
Woo! KLLC. Woo! KLLC HD1 San Francisco. See you in a sec. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up. up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.